I'm so used to our pattern of like you answering the questions that I'm like, oh shit, I'm the one who's looking at them. Okay, so I
No,
just
you're
see
good.
immediate I see immediately the pulmonary capillary wedge pressure is increased, and
Yeah.
then I think, okay, cardiogenic shock or some sort of left heart failure, and I look at the answer here, myocardial infarction, that makes sense. You chose sepsis. In sepsis, your PCWP is normal.
So that was the name.
I
Okay.
have drilled you on PCWP innumerable times.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be an asshole, and I'm going to really hit you hard on this and tell you you need to know that PCWP is elevated in heart issues and left heart problems.
Right.
This is really
Even if
important.
he has septic-like issues.
Okay, so in cardiogenic shock, you can have either a high or a low pulse, first of all, but your blood pressure will be low. That makes sense. And you've got increased peripheral vascular resistance that can make you cold and clammy. But truthfully, the cold and clammy findings are not very reliable. I've seen a septic shock question where they said cold and clammy. So, which makes no sense for most people. I mean, because you think, oh, shouldn't septic shock be warm? But cold and clammy can be any type of shock. But this is cardiogenic shock. They tell you the PCWP is elevated. That's the key here.
That's, yeah, because I was like, well, there's other factors and showing that there's SIRS and there's a cause for SIRS, so thinking then septic shock.
There's
Okay.
nothing you had to think about here, because when you
Right.
see the PCWP is elevated, that's all that
Yeah.
matters. But I
Okay.
want you to, this is for, we're talking your shelf is soon. So I really want you to know that PCWP is elevated in a left heart problem. It means left atrial pressure, okay? Very important for you here. In,
I think
go
New
ahead.
World said it was having to do with preload. Is that the same thing for people?
It could be preload or afterload. It's generally afterload. So let's say you've got systemic hypertension, that will back up on the left heart, cause hypertrophy, and that will give you an increased PCWP. If you have aortic stenosis or Hockham, that can back up to the left atrium, and that can cause increased PCWP. Okay?
Because they were saying afterload would be SVR, systemic vascular resistance.
Well,
Yeah.
systemic vascular resistance, that they're different. Like, that makes sense, yeah. Like, afterload is systemic vascular resistance. If you have SVR increased, afterload would increase. But I'm saying to you that when we think about your left atrial pressure being increased, that's what PCWP is. That can be an afterload or a preload issue, couldn't it? Right? You could have aortic regurgitation causing a backup ultimately on the heart that's going to lead to increased preload of left atrium. I mean, if you've got a dilated left atrium with more blood in there, that is more preload. But the etiology can ultimately be because of something distal from afterload, like an aortic stenosis.
Gotcha.
It's not something to be pigeonholed. It's just you have to be mindful that PCWP is elevated in cardiogenic shock and anything left heart related, and that if it's decreased, like you see out here, it says normal range is 5 to 16. If they give you PCWP 1 millimeter of mercury, that's hypovolemic shock,
Right.
or 2,
Okay.
okay, hypovolemic shock. If they give it to you in the normal range, then you say, okay, they're telling me it's not cardiogenic shock. It's not going to be myocardial infarction. That's not what they're getting at. That could be sepsis, right? So if the answer was sepsis here, I would expect the PCWP to be in the normal range. You get high output cardiac failure in sepsis. I shouldn't say cardiac failure, but you get high output. They would tell you the cardiac index is elevated in sepsis.